Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m., kind of cloudy out there outside the KMOX window. My show prep is usually, so we have a show prep service, which probably accounts for 10% of what we do in the show, and then the rest just, you know, on the old notebook. Here are questions that you can ask your high school child after school that they will actually respond to. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, Phoebe's not that much older than high school. She was impossible to talk to. Let me see what sort of genius questions that you have. What was the best part of your day? Okay. What's a mistake you learned from? Who are you proud of today? What was the most interesting thing you learned today? I would get my ass kicked by Phoebe Glover if I asked her these questions when she was in high school. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no way.
Have you met a child?
No way in hell if I was asked by my parents to answer any of those questions would I have done so.
Who are you proud of today?
Who are you proud of? What's a mistake you learned from? I don't know. I would be like, what are you getting at? What are you trying to get from me here? What are you trying to suss out?
Hey, it's happy National Unfriend Day.
Time to clean up the old following list.
Cut them out, people. Trim it down, unless it's me. Don't cut me. But cut whoever else you don't like.
Walmart is now selling their own version of the barista cups from Starbucks.
Oh, interesting.
Is that just like when I wore Trax tennis shoes and said that they're Pumas?
I mean, I do think you need to be one of the cool kids. You do need to have
the real
Starbucks
bear. Yeah.
Cup. I'm not advocating for the Starbucks cup. I'm just calling it as I see it in this case.
I also saw a very manly man on TikTok today calling out lesser men for girly things that they do.
Ooh, like what?
Well, one of them hit a little close to home for me.
Uh-oh.
Drinking out of a Stanley cup. Evidently not manly.
I also saw something this weekend that, like, yeah, said that wasn't manly. It's just a cup, though. Who cares? It's a cup.
Do you feel differently about a guy if you see him like drinking a Stanley cup? Does that make you think, I see him as less manly now?
No, because it's just a cup. I don't care. Right. You know,
What if it was a barista cup?
The barista cup, I would maybe be a little concerned. Yeah.
Dave shows up at work with the barista cup.
Dave's like, I spent $2,000 on the barista cup.
You know what else is some crap? These Congress people making their $175,000 a year, whatever it is, insider trading. Once you do one term, you get a big portion of that salary for the rest of your life. Healthcare for the rest of your life. And you know what else they get on top of that? These effers get $75, $79 a day per diem for food. If you're making $200,000 and insider trading, you don't need a stipend for your food.
No, you do not.
Yeah, something's got to change. Don't you agree?
I mean,
why are they better than everyone else?
Yeah. Because like, they're not. It's just that they make the rules.
Well, they have decided that what they do is the most important thing.
We need to correct them.
And it also points out like how disconnected they are with the average person. $80 for lunch? You shouldn't be getting a per diem at all. But $80? Where are you going? Are you going to the Capitol Grill and ordering seconds? Like, what is going on?
$2,000 a month? For just incidental meals?
By the way, health insurance, you don't ever have to worry about that ever again. But go ahead and vote on ours. Get out of here. I am so sick of it.
If they get it on weekends, too, it's over $2,000.
You want to do some headlines, Steve?
Sure.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I want to apologize to you guys and the audience. I do feel like I'm pretty doom and gloom today, and I've just been saying a lot of things. Headlines aren't going to get any better, okay? We've got some bad stories in headlines. 1 in 3 U.S. job listings go nowhere, according to a new report. And it's created a ghost job economy. So in June, employers reported 7.4 million openings, but they only made 5.2 million hires. So this left over 2 million roles unfulfilled. This phantom gap has persisted at about 30% each month since 2021. And the main causes are ghosting, scams, and discrimination. So a lot of these job listings that you see out there are actually just scams.
Wow.
Yeah. And I, again, this is anecdotal. I've said this on the air before, but I see on like TikTok and Instagram all the time, unemployed people who say like, I did 30 job applications yesterday. I did 100 last week. I did 100 the week before that. Nobody calls me back. So I did see advice that if you're experiencing that, if anyone out there listening is experiencing that, the best thing to do is just show up at one of these places like you would in the old days, because the resumes and stuff are being sorted through oftentimes by AI, and you're just not standing out in that respect. So especially if you want like a retail job or a restaurant job or something, probably just show up to the place and say, I would like an interview. That might help more than submitting an application online.
Do you guys feel like, okay, I'll say it affirmatively, whether it's better or worse, I feel like life the next 20 to 25 years is going to be markedly and significantly different from life now.
Yes.
Do you agree with that, whether it's better or worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, just we're on the precipice of something with the whole AI bubble. So that's either going to happen and our lives will change because of AI, or that bubble will burst and we'll have to deal with the financial fallout of the fact that like none of this came to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, for years now, we've been hearing about the whole Andrew Yang universal basic income and hearing from the AI people and the Metas and the Bezoses of the world like, oh, you're not going to have to work again. And just all these companies, and they're going to pay the universal basic income. What if only half of that comes true? What if only the half where a big number of us, maybe a majority of us, lose our professions, but we don't have universal basic income? I mean, that'll make the Great Depression look like a bad weekend.
Right.
We are pretty doom and gloom today.
Well, here's some more cheery news. 1 in 4 U.S. households are living paycheck to paycheck so far in 2025. This is according to an analysis by a Bank of America Institute. 24% of households spend over 95% of their income on necessities like housing, gasoline, groceries, childcare, and utilities. 1 in 4. The majority of Americans say the holidays are mentally draining. So if you are one of those Americans, you are not alone. 6 in 10 identify the holidays as the most mentally draining time of year. Financial worries top the list of concerns. There's a pressure to overspend. and folks in the sandwich generation, so workers caring for children and aging relatives, 77% of those people say they definitely feel pressure to overspend during the holiday season.
I saw a lady on TikTok who I completely believe. She wasn't saying anything crazy, but she said, hey, for everyone out there who's alone during the holidays, and she said that she is truly alone. She's an only child. Her parents are gone. She didn't have cousins. She has a couple of work friends, but they don't do anything outside of work. She's you know, a little bit socially awkward. But think about that. Like, and I know there are people listening right now that you're in that position, and God love you. Like, you're a stronger person than me. But there are people out there that just have no one.
Yeah.
No relatives, no close friends. It's just them against the world.
I'm not saying this is that situation because I don't know this person's situation, but when we were out to lunch on Friday, the three of us, did you guys notice that gentleman having lunch by himself over in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I just couldn't stop thinking about him this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe he has a great life and a great social network and he's just fine going to lunch by himself. That's perfectly feasible. But for whatever reason, this weekend, I just kept thinking about the amount of people who do these sorts of things alone. And it's like we're so connected with all this stupid stuff on Facebook and TikTok and all this. We're more connected than ever, but we're also so lonely. And if you don't fall into these categories that you see online, you probably feel even more alienated and lonely. Like, what's wrong with me? Why aren't I living up to this standard? Okay, anyway, there's going to be some record-breaking travel this Thanksgiving. AAA says 82 million Americans will hit the road and skies. That's up from last year's number.
Well, I would think people would be staying home, you know, with the craziness with flying, and you never know what's going to happen the next time. And
I can see that not deterring anybody, though, until... You know, suddenly it creates a huge problem, and then it's, you know, oh my God, I didn't know this was even possible.
In a related story, a poll found that when you factor in food, travel, and other expenses, Thanksgiving will cost the average American $1,000.
Whoa.
That seems high.
Yeah, that does seem really high.
I mean,
high.
I get if you're flying to New York or something, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you're staying in town, I see no reason why it should cost that much. Okay, a United Airlines flight from Dallas to Chicago had to make an emergency landing right here in St. Louis when a passenger reportedly claimed that his wife had a bomb in her luggage.
It's a move.
So they had to make an emergency landing here. The FBI is helping with the investigation. Didn't find a bomb. So I don't know if this guy was just like mad at his wife and this is the way he was going to get back at her. But we are happy that all of those people are safe. Driverless robot taxis are going to take to the Bay Area freeways. Waymo is expanding the robo-taxi service to include freeways and interstates in San Francisco, LA, and Phoenix. Still really weirds me out. I saw a TikTok this weekend of a woman who was posting from the back of a Waymo, and she's especially by herself. For some reason, that really freaked me out that you would be alone in a driverless car. I think I would have a hard time getting over that.
It's weird.
I think this could be my old man thing. You know, we're
really like, I'm not getting in one of those cars. I don't trust it. Dave, I'm right there with you.
I'm with you. Yeah, no, 100%. I think we can all agree it's weird. I didn't really enjoy it when I did it. I felt very uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
And, The interstates and the freeway, that's kind of a huge deal because one of the things about Waymo in the past, I think it was in the Bay Area and then it's in like downtown LA. So LA being a huge, you know, big sprawl, most of LA you couldn't get in one. It was basically just if you were downtown. And so I think them going on like highways and stuff might be an entirely new thing, but much scarier. Much scarier than taking, like, you know, surface roads around
a side street or what have you,
Versus, like, letting a driverless car take you on the interstate where it's going to go 70 miles an hour or whatever.
Let's do one more story here before we have to go to break. Cheetos and Doritos, without their bright orange color, I said bright, really weird, bright, without their bright orange color, are set to hit stores next month.
Naked Cheetos?
Naked Cheetos, free of artificial flavors and dyes. I did see a picture of the Cheetos and Doritos without their bright orange color. They're still orange. It's just not the orange, like the bright orange that we're used to.
Is this a Maha thing?
You know, I don't think Maha is forcing it, but a lot of these companies are saying, like, all right, we'll get rid of the synthetic dyes to kind of fall in line. So, yeah I guess I'm not sure how to answer that question. I do think PepsiCo has taken these steps on their own, but if I had to guess, I would say it's definitely influenced by Make America Healthy Again.
I'm not taking a stand here. Like, I will not eat anything without artificial coloring, but I know how weird and quirky I am about food. And if it changes the taste even a little, I'll be out.
What if you had to eat a natural Cheeto in the back of a Waymo going down the interstate?
Can't even breathe right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, DGS. Whatever it takes, tomorrow we're going to come back in a better mood. We're acknowledging it. We're explaining it. We're telling you why. It's been 3 weeks in this friggin' 80-degree studio. I have a busting headache. Rach has a stomach ache.
Tum-tum hurts.
So tired and pissy. Well, as you get when it's 83 degrees.
I'm fat, and it's because of this heat in the studio.
Well, and it's also important to keep in mind that everything in the world seems terrible right now. Like, every news story is like, and by the way, just give up all hope. So, like, that is affecting me quite a bit emotionally.
You know another thing I'm mad about? Mortgages.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Mortgages are so... Who thought it was okay when they created mortgages where they're like, okay, you get 30 years to pay this off. Wow. Okay, now we're going to charge you interest. Well, that's fair. Okay, that you can charge me interest. And here's the deal. For the first half of it, almost no money is going to come out of your principal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all going to be interest. So like the first 5, 10, 7, 12, 15 years, depending on your house and your situation, you're just paying off the interest. So that if you decide to change and sell your house, you're not going to have a lot of equity in it. And we all just went, yeah, sounds fair.
Sounds good. Sense.
Okay, yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I won't pay off any principal till like 8 years in. Okay.
Well, I think we're going to fix that with the 50-year mortgages. I think that's going to probably like work out all the
difficulties. Did you hear how that happened? How that came about?
I don't think so.
This idiot, this MAGA idiot, came to a function with Trump, and he brought a big exhibit, like you would see in a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a picture of FDR, and above it, it said 30-year mortgage. And it had a picture of Trump, and above it, it said 50-year mortgage. And he made his pitch. Within 10 minutes of the pitch, Trump had posted that on Truth Social. That's what it took. That long.
just like free associating him with it?
Yeah. The guy's like, I think this would be great. FDR came out, the 30-year mortgage, the 50. It reminds me of, what's that movie, like seven-minute abs. The guy's like, yeah, I invented six. And he's like, arr, arr. Like, that's what it seemed like. Like, yeah, 75 years. What the hell?
Yeah.
And then this bothers me too. And we'll be different tomorrow. But the one thing about Trump is he's supposed to be like a financial genius and a real estate guy. And he, when he was interviewed by Laura Ingraham, he's like, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. It makes a ton of difference.
I think it makes a difference, yeah.
It makes 20 years difference.
Well, the disturbing part is it doesn't actually lower the monthly payment by $200
much. Yeah.
Like,
that's the average.
I mean, is it worth it to literally mortgage your entire life away? It's not worth it to me. All right, let's take some deep breaths. We're going to be okay. I want to go.
I'm all alone. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.